Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Drew Nelson, still missing nearly 3 months after police found his three daughters dead in the woods. Chilling new evidence confirms Travis Decker, the only suspect in their murders, bringing more focus to the little girls' final moments. The bodies of Peyton, Evelyn, and Olivia were found on June 2nd. They were discovered near their father's abandoned pickup at Rock Island Campground in Chelan County, Washington. New information from the sheriff's office says two of the little girls each had two separate bags over their heads, and the third victim had three separate bags over her head. The girls were 9, 8, and 5 years old. Decker's DNA has been confirmed on all the plastic bags and on a zip tie. No one else's DNA was present. The sheriff's office states, quote, "The completion of this DNA analysis provides additional evidence that indicates Travis Decker is the only suspect involved in committing these homicides. Decker has not been seen since May 30th. That day, he picked up his daughters for a court-sanctioned scheduled visit. He'd been experiencing homelessness in the time leading up to the disappearance. He was supposed to return the girls by 8 p.m. When he didn't, their mother, Whitney, called the police. She said the exchange had gone smoothly, but noted he was, quote, quieter than usual when he picked up the girls. A 3-day search led to the discovery of the girls' bodies. A bloody handprint on Decker's truck matched his DNA. Police believe he fled into the wilderness. Decker is a U.S. Army veteran who served from 2013 to 2021. He was deployed to Afghanistan and trained as a ranger. He has survival skills and once lived off the grid for more than 2 months. Investigators found that Decker had searched online how to relocate to Canada before the murders. So far, there have been at least 2 unconfirmed sightings of him. The first was June 10th near Highway 97. The second was on July 5th at Idaho's Sawtooth National Forest. Search teams have used helicopters, drones, and dogs. Sheriff Mike Morrison said, quote, "We haven't given up. Peyton, Evelyn, and Olivia are still very much in our minds." A reward of up to $20,000 is being offered for information leading to Decker's arrest. More crime and justice news after this. Suspicion continues to fall on the parents of 7-month-old Emmanuel Harrow, the boy they say was abducted from a Yucaipa, California parking lot. On Tuesday, investigators seized the father's vehicle as evidence. This comes a day after they first searched the parents' home in Cabazon, California. Emmanuel Harrow was last seen on Thursday. His mother, Rebecca Harrow, said she was changing his diaper in a Big 5 sporting goods parking lot in Yucaipa. She claimed a stranger approached her from behind and said, "Hola." She said she blacked out and woke up to find Emmanuel gone. She was sporting a black eye on TV news reports. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department responded just after 7:45 that evening. Deputies from neighboring Riverside County joined the search. They brought in helicopters and canine units, but they found no trace of the baby. With no abductor and no suspect vehicle, no Amber Alert could be issued. Days later, detectives questioned both Rebecca and her husband, Jake Harrow. When she was asked about gaps in her story, Rebecca stopped cooperating. Jake refused a lie detector test until a lawyer was present. Detectives continued searching their home on Tuesday. They brought in cadaver dogs. They removed the couple's 2-year-old child. After police raised doubts, the parents stopped answering calls. Their phone numbers were removed from missing person flyers. They retained legal counsel. In 2023, Jake Harrow had a felony conviction for child cruelty from a case in 2018. His then-infant daughter was hospitalized with severe injuries, fractured ribs, a skull fracture, and brain bleeding. He and his former partner both pleaded guilty. A doctor wrote in a sworn affidavit, quote, "The combination of the above findings is indicative of abuse head trauma, child physical abuse, and nutritional neglect." Jake was sentenced to 180 days in a sheriff's work release program and 4 years probation. Emmanuel Harrow is 24 inches tall. He weighs about 21 pounds. He is Hispanic with brown hair, brown eyes. He is cross-eyed. He was last seen in a black Nike onesie. Anyone with information should call 911 or San Bernardino County Sheriff's Dispatch at 909-387-8313. Cale Barrington Bates is dead, executed in Florida for the abduction and murder of Janet Renee White, ending the family's 43-year wait for justice. At 6:17 p.m. on Tuesday, Cale Bates was pronounced dead. He declined a final meal. He said nothing before the lethal drugs were administered. His execution marked Florida's 10th this year, more than any other state. It was carried out at the Florida State Prison in Rayford. The U.S. Supreme Court had rejected his final appeals just hours earlier. The execution brings closure exposure to Randy White, Janet's widower. He had waited more than four decades, telling USA Today, quote, "I made a promise to her right after it happened that I would be there for every trial, every hearing, every appeal. Justice has finally been served." Janet was 24 when she died. She worked alone at a State Farm office in Lynn Haven. Just after noon on June 14, 1982, Randy walked her to work. He watched her open the door and wave. Less than 15 minutes later, she was dead. Bates had spoken to her earlier that day. Then he parked his truck in the woods behind the office. He broke in through the back door and waited. As Janet answered a ringing phone, Bates attacked. She screamed. He cut the phone cord. The person on the other end called police right away. Bates dragged Janet into the woods. He beat her, strangled her, stabbed her twice, and attempted to rape her. She had over 30 injuries. Bates tore the diamond ring from her finger. Police found him nearby covered in blood, the ring still in his pocket. A missing watch pin found at the scene matched his watch. Green fibers on Janet's clothes matched Bates' pants. A knife case left behind turned out to be his. He later confessed. He was convicted of first-degree murder, kidnapping, attempted sexual battery, and robbery. He was sentenced to death in 1983. His legal team filed many appeals over the years, all denied. They argued brain damage, ineffective counsel, and racial bias. Randy and Janet White had gotten married 10 weeks after they met. They were planning to start a family. Randy remarried years later, but says his heart stayed with Renee. He told the newspaper he forgave Bates in order to survive. Quote, "It was going to destroy whatever I had left." At the execution, he found relief. Quote, "It's going to be different to start life new again without this in the forefront, but I'll never get past it. I will fight that until my last breath." For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Drew Nelson.
This is an iHeart podcast, guaranteed human.